Hello, everyone. Welcome to week two here of Locker Room Chats on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here with boys head coach Heath Wettstein of the Troy Trojans. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Well, a 2-2 start here of the season for the Troy boys. Again, a win over Valley Falls, then a loss to Hanover, bounce back against Hiawatha, and then a fall last night against the Jackson Heights Cobras. So already 4 games into the season. Coach, what can you tell me about the last couple of matchups for here in your unit?
Well, a lot's happened since we talked last. We played against an unbelievably talented Hanover team and had a lead in that game, gave up a big lead and came back, fought back, had a chance at the end, and unfortunately let that one get away. Against a really good team, really good coach team. They've got a chance to make a very deep state run. And then we bounced back, played actually a crazy game against Hiawatha. A lot of stuff happened in that game. Both teams had chances to end it. It felt like every possession of the second half especially was unbelievably important. Had a lot of guys play well, had a lot of guys doing a lot of unforeseen things as well that helped us win that game. Last night, we've played a lot without a lot of practice time since we talked last. And last night we didn't have the energy. We didn't have the energy that we'd had. We didn't step up to Jackson Heights's energy, and they outplayed us in just about every facet. I tried to stop a couple runs. We didn't have a lot of offense last night. Jackson Heights got a good win.
And looking here in the upcoming part of your schedule, again, the 2-2 start, but you're trying to get above back 500. You got Riverside on Friday. You know, as you talk about these upcoming games, also kind of highlight, you know, what you know, some of those big players that are going to be for you in those games. As, you know, we look back on these last couple there for you. I mean, Geiger led the scoring against Hanover with 21. So is Caston Jasper. And then 34 points also from Caston Jasper against the win over Hiawatha. And then 26 points by Henry Geiger. And then 17 points by Henry Geiger once more against Jackson Heights last night. So you go to these upcoming couple of games with Riverside on Friday. You know, what do you expect here, you know, from your players, those performances, you know, what they've done in the early going of the season, how they can continue those against these upcoming really good teams?
Yeah, Caston Jasper and Henry Geiger are going to have their hands on the ball a lot during our offense. Obviously, Hunter's had several good games. Caden knocked in some really big shots against Hiawatha. Colton Ludke's the fifth starter that we don't talk about a lot. He was pretty important inside against Hiawatha. We're going to need a little bit more out of the guys that haven't seen a lot of playing time just because of the close games and what we've had going on. But going to need those guys to step up and get some good minutes against Riverside. I like where we're at. We definitely need to get in the gym. We need some more practice time. We just do. You don't have a lot of time after football, and then all we've done is play games. So I'm looking forward to getting in the gym today.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. I hope you enjoy the time in the gym as well. And again, good luck this Friday against Riverside.
Thank you.
That was boys head coach Heath Wettstein. Again, upcoming here on the schedule on Friday for the Troy Trojans is the Riverside Cyclones.